This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I want to talk about this. Wisconsin has reported their first Rocky Mountain spotted fever death. And I saw one case of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and they really hit us hard with this in medical school because people can die from it. But it's not very common. But right now, health officials in Wisconsin are urging residents to take precautions because the state has now reported its first ever death to this. And it's caused by ticks, and we are in tick season. Officials have not named the victim, but described her as a woman in her late 50s, and she was bit by a tick while camping in early May. This is a tick-borne illness that we're going to tell you about. It's usually transmitted by dog ticks, as opposed to Lyme disease is transmitted by deer ticks. And I guess Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We usually see these ticks in open areas like abandoned fields or prairies. And it usually affects central and southeast regions of the U.S. So, Rocky Mountain and maybe near the Rocky Mountains. Okay. Most tick-borne diseases in Wisconsin, however, are transmitted by black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks. And deer ticks live in wooded, brushy areas. So, symptoms of Rocky Mountain spotted fever include fever, rash, nausea, headache, stomach pain. And, again, it could lead to death. So use insect repellent, stay on trails, avoid walking through vegetation, wear long sleeves, long pants, take a shower immediately after time outdoors. You know, so my son was just in New York with my husband. His mom had died, and they were their dad, maybe, you know, selling the house. So he went out there, you know, to see if there was any memories, you know, last memories of the house, you know, that he wanted to have. And he brought my son. And I guess my father-in-law lives in a nice wooded area in upstate New York. I mean, near Poughkeepsie. And it's really beautiful. A lot of trees, etc. And so my younger son said that he was running around and there was a fox. So he starts chasing a little fox in the woods. And I'm like, is that supposed to be a good thing or a bad thing? You know, my husband's looking at me like, what is wrong with you? You know, when we grew up as kids, we used to do that. I grew up in L.A. and in Phoenix, so we didn't really have animals. We would chase after rattlesnakes and crickets and scorpions. I mean, a fox. Oh, my gosh. So I get how my son was, you know, excited about the fox. But my son ends up stopping because he runs out of breath, but he hears other breathing next to him. And he freaks out because he thinks it was a bear. And so he runs back. Now, I don't know what kind of bear run around upstate New York, but it didn't sound like a fox's breath. It sounded like something bigger and taller than him. So he fled. And good. And I know the Alaskan black bears could be pretty dangerous, and I know there's brown bears. So I don't know what kind of a bear this was. Maybe it was just Winnie the Pooh. Who knows? So, I guess it comes back inside, and everybody high-fives him or whatever. And so I'm at home. I hear about all this, and I'm like, well, did you check him for ticks? Yeah, we checked him for ticks. And, you know, my husband kind of looks at me when he gets back like I am the biggest weenie, and I'm raising a kid to be a weenie. You know, let the kid be out there, you know, let him, you know, get into the woods. Let him be a man. Let him pee on a tree. Let him be birdie. And I'm like, but there's ticks and there's bears and there's fox and there's rabies and there's plague and there's cave disease. Cave disease? Yeah, there's cave disease. These Thai boys are getting cave disease and they're Brock's age. So, yeah, I'm worried about cave disease. He wasn't in the cave. So my husband and I fight, and he's actually in the right. Don't tell him I don't, you know, I'm going to prove him wrong, even if I'm wrong. But, I mean, he's in the right. I mean, these kids need to know nature. They need to get out there. They need to play. They need to whatever. I mean, they need to learn how to, you know, build a fire and, you know, say goodbye to a bear and, you know, flick a scorpion off of them. They need to learn how to do these things. And we're not teaching them. And one of the reasons why is because we hear all these stories. Somebody dying from getting bit by a tick. All she was doing was camping. And then, you know, there's a Lone Star tick we talked about that carries an infectious organism that will make you allergic, deathly allergic to red meat. I want my kids to be able to eat a burger if they wanted to. So 11 cases of Rocky Mountain spotted fever per million were reported in the U.S. in 2014. So we are talking rare. These are rare. But the problem is when you if you get something like this, it's bad. And you don't realize you got bit by a tick. You know, Lyme disease. Lyme disease, I have never seen a case of Lyme disease because I practice in the West. But I guess Lyme disease is big back east because that's where the deer ticks are. And Lyme disease could mess you up for life just by one little tick. And so how do we raise the next generation to not be weeny, but to be careful? I mean, it kills me. It kills me when I hear these kids die of an entamoeba infection or a Nigeria fowleri parasite amoeba climbing up their nose and chomping up on their brain and killing them because they swam in a lake. I just don't get that. We're supposed to be able to be out there in nature. And, you know, we're supposed to boat and play and fish, and unless maybe that is an environmental or survival of the fittest. Maybe we as animals going out into the animal kingdom are supposed to be vulnerable to microscopic organisms. You know, in society, so the pendulum, I think, may swing back. Here we are yelling at our kids and grandkids that they need to go outside. And they need to play outside, and they need to get into the dirt, and they need to, you know, climb trees, you know, and they need to, you know, play with bugs like we did. But these bugs are getting nastier and nastier, and maybe we aren't just supposed to let our kids go out there into the wild. Maybe we do need to protect them with long sleeves, long shirts, tell them not to climb trees and fall, that kind of thing. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So most African American men will develop high blood pressure by the age of 55. That's a lot. High blood pressure. Very common. The fifth leading cause of death, I think. The fifth leading cause of death in the United States. African-American women also at risk. New research in the Journal of the American Heart Association shows 75% of African-American men and women are likely to develop high blood pressure by the age of 55, compared to 55% of white men and 40% of white women. Dr. Gautam Viswawaran, a cardiologist, says blood pressure is very complex. A part of it relates to the genetic makeup. A part of it relates to diet and lifestyle. Researchers also found following a diet designed to stop hypertension lowered a person's risk, and high blood pressure is preventable. Although there is some genetic essential hypertension that you may not be able to prevent, even if you're skinny and eating right. But let's just go with this right now. So he recommends to incorporate a healthy diet, which is low salt, high in fruits and vegetables, get to an exercise program, and go to your healthcare provider. Now, I want to talk about blood pressure, but I want to make a point here, okay? 75% of African-American men and women are likely to develop high blood pressure as opposed to Caucasians, where 55% of white men get it and 40% of white women get it, which means there is something different in the body of an African-American than a white male or female. And one theory or one suggestion is the blood vessels may be a little thicker. Now, we are in this day and age bombarded all the time by the media and by society to not delineate differences in men, women, in races, religions. And I think we're doing a disservice not bringing out or discussing certain physical or phenotypical differences that may affect somebody's health. If diabetes is more rampant in Hispanic populations, we say that. I mean, why are we worried about political correctness? If an African American has thicker blood vessels, let's say, or a thicker muscles in their heart, or some other biological difference than a Caucasian or a Hispanic or an Asian, why aren't we allowed to point that out? Because as a medical provider, I don't give a damn if you're white, Asian, Hispanic, black. I give a damn about you and your blood pressure. And if you have physical makeup that's different, I cannot treat you the same as I treat an Asian, white, Hispanic, African-American. I should fine-tune medical therapy based on what you need. And we aren't seeing scientific articles and discussions on how different Caucasian males are from Hispanic males to African-American males. Now, one argument is, well, we have a lot of mixed race. Now, so many of us have genotypes of multiple races and ethnicity, and that's true. That doesn't matter anymore. It does matter. Because if you are part black and you have thicker blood vessels, you're going to be at higher risk for blood pressure, and I'm not going to want to blow that off. Now, you shouldn't blow off anybody. You know, how we do it in a politically correct, culturally sensitive society is screen everybody. Screen your Asian, screen your Hispanic, screen your African American, screen your white, screen everybody. Your Filipinos, screen everybody for diabetes. Screen everybody. However, with Obamacare and pushes for socialized medicine, they're telling us to cut back on the screens. Remember years ago, they said, guys, let's not overdo it with the prostate screening. And if you do find prostate cancer, you can watch and wait. It's not going to kill him. Then last year, an article came out and a study came out saying, wait a second. If you're black, don't blow off the prostate cancer because it may be more aggressive in a black person. Well, you see? So we have this push to, all right, you know, let's treat everybody the same, but we're not fine-tuning our medical therapy. And if 75% of African Americans are going to be at risk for high blood pressure, we better be on top of that. And I would like to see, I really would like to see as a clinician, what are the scientific physiological differences between people of certain ethnicities so I could gear up and be on the lookout for certain things. I've seen personally in my practice deadly colon cancer in black women and men. Now, I've seen it in whites as well. but I've seen it more often in blacks. So is there something physiological different? Is there something different that causes a cancer to be more rapidly spread or more aggressive in someone who's African American? Is there a scientific explanation for this? And if so, educate us. Maybe we should be screening blacks for colon cancer sooner. Maybe we should be screening Hispanics sooner. We're so afraid to say something wrong. We're so afraid to accidentally look biased because we're talking about it. And we are actually probably subconsciously affecting these races worse than racism could ever do. I talked to you guys about high blood pressure and the different medicines. Okay, by the way, every 40 seconds somebody in the U.S. suffers a stroke. High blood pressure puts one at risk for a stroke. And I have seen more strokes in my African-American patient population than my whites. So I want to be aggressive with high blood pressure. And I don't want to treat them with a medication that doesn't fit their physique. We've talked about different blood pressure medications. There's the diuretics. The diuretics that are out there, they're some of the older blood pressure medications. That's what FDR was on, where we decrease the amount of fluid in the blood. If you decrease the amount of fluid, you drop the pressure. But if fluid isn't an issue, that we may not see the blood pressure drop. And with FDR, it didn't cut it. Then you had medications such as beta blockers that slow down the heart rate. If you slow down the pump, you could slow down the blood pressure. But I've had patients where their heart rate was normal or in the 60s. You know, 60 to 90 is normal blood normal heart rate. Why am I going to drop your heart rate from the 60s to the 50s? That's not why your blood pressure is high. Then we have the calcium channel blockers. And the calcium channel blockers I found to do really well in my African-American patients. The calcium channel blockers dilate the blood vessels. So if you have a stiff blood vessel, which over time can raise blood pressure, these relax the blood vessels. Now, unfortunately, you could get some swelling. Norvasc, Cardizem can make you swell. But I noticed some great, great success with maintaining blood pressure in African-Americans. And then the ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors as well do a little vasodilation. They stop that cascade of your kidney sending off a hormone to tighten up the blood pressure. Remember I said if, let's say you get shot and you're bleeding out, your body will sense less blood coming to the kidneys. So the kidneys will send off this cascade of hormones to try to tighten things up. Sometimes that system goes wrong genetically, and so we need to kind of block that system, and it allows blood vessels to relax and not tighten up so quickly. Whenever you have blood pressure that goes from 0 to 90, I mean just like 120 to 180 very quickly, that's more of an ACE inhibitor thing. It's not a blood vessel thickness thing because your blood vessels, you know, grow thick over time. That's more chronic. And then you have ARBs. They block that cascade in another manner. But we need to fine-tune medications, and I tell you this a lot. One thing I noticed in my African-American women is when you gave them the water pills or the diuretics, they lost their potassium more. And potassium prevents heart disease. So when you, that's why we say to eat potassium-rich foods. So that now puts the African-American population more at risk if they're losing their potassium. Yeah, you could give them potassium pills, but they need dietary potassium and they need to maintain it. So I beg researchers to please be very open and honest about differences between our physiques, women and men. Women and men are different. Let's talk about that. Teach us so we can fine-tune our treatment. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
FBI official Peter Strzok's first public hearing turned heated today as Republicans clashed with Democrats, as well as a former FBI investigator, over his anti-President Trump text. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy began the questioning.
What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy of
Agent Strzok. That is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
Yeah, Mr. Gowdy,
my question to you is,
Chairman, be permitted to answer the question posed?
That hearing is still going on, and I'll continue to bring you details of that as the day progresses. Also today, the Trump administration says all eligible small children who are separated from their families under the zero-tolerance immigration policy have been reunited with their loved ones. However, half the children under the age of five do still remain in government custody due to safety concerns. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, saturated fats found in yogurt, cheese, butter, and milk are now being told they don't cause heart disease. Eating full-fat dairy actually, quote, reduces the risk of dying from stroke, that is, by 42%, according to a study. Lead author Dr. Marcia Otto from the University of Texas in Houston said our findings not only support but also significantly strengthen the growing body of evidence which suggests that dairy fat, contrary to popular belief, does not increase the risk of heart disease or overall mortality in older adults. They say, in addition to not contributing to death, the results suggest that one fatty acid present in dairy may lower the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. We have been telling people low fat, low fat, low fat, low fat, low fat, and low fat. But some of these fattening dairy foods, like milk, yogurt, cheese, contain calcium, We talked about how dietary calcium helps you lose weight. That's why the whole cottage cheese diet worked really well in the 80s. Kept you full. Gave you calcium. Remember, you see all these skinny women in aerobic, you know, spandex, eating cottage cheese or yogurt. Yoplait yogurt. And they find that calcium lowers blood pressure, as well as anti-inflammatory fatty acids. So Dr. Otto says, according to Daily Mail, consistent with previous findings, our results highlight the need to revisit current dietary guidance on whole-fat dairy foods, which are rich in calcium and potassium. These are essential for health, not only during childhood, but throughout life, and in later years, prevents osteoporosis. I'm not going to go through her whole quote, but the researchers from the University of Texas looked at 3,000 adults aged over 65 years old for 22 years, and they looked at their plasma to assess different levels of fatty acids. They checked them originally in 1992, then again 6 years later, and then 13 years later. And the findings were published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And this comes after research released last January suggesting that soy milk is a healthier alternative to cow milk. We'll talk about that later also. So when analyzing the four most popular non-dairy alternatives, soy was found to have the greatest nutritional profile because they have isoflavonoids, you know, the anti-cancer compounds. And almond milk contains a lot of healthy fatty acids. Almond milk could aid weight loss, lower bad cholesterol. So maybe we could use some substitute for cow milk. Cow milk, you know, may not fit with a lot of our diets, may not fit with baby diets, etc. Some people may, you know, have issues with it. But the idea of cutting dairy is something that I see a lot of people do. And they stay slim when they cut dairy. But maybe we're just going about it wrong. You know, one thing I think when we talk about weight loss is we need to understand why we're putting on the weight. It may not be calorie for calorie. It may be our body has a resting metabolism, and some of our foods alter that metabolism. I've talked to you guys about that when I compared a Coke with a salad. When you eat the salad, you don't gain weight. When you drink the Coca-Cola, you do. Why? Because there's something in that Coca-Cola that could alter your metabolism. When your body doesn't know what the hell to do with certain foods, it reacts differently. Now, carbs come in natural forms, like fruit, corn. Those are natural carbs. Yeah, fructose and dextrose. These are things that the body's designed to deal with. But white Wonder Bread, Hostess cupcakes, now you have a lot of man-made stuff in there. And so when people say, well, I cut my carbs and I lost weight, absolutely. Carbs, sugar turns to fat. So cutting your sugar will do that. When you cut your fat, I think overall if you have a very high fatty diet like red meat, etc., that could hurt. If you overeat cheese, etc. But your body is designed to eat fat. Remember, go back to caveman days. When we would catch a zebra and have to eat the zebra, you didn't sit there and pick off this and pick off this. You would eat. You would dig it. Same thing with chicken. When you ate a chicken, yeah, you'd pick off the feathers, but you would just dig into that thigh meat. Oh, I love dark meat. And it's fattier. So our bodies are designed to eat meat, not a lot of it. In caveman days, you didn't get a lot of meat. You were able to hunt-gather maybe fish, but, you know, getting a zebra was, a rare treat. So you didn't eat a lot of meat, but your body knew how to handle meat. Cupcakes weren't around back then. Cookies weren't around back then. So your body, when it gets something that it doesn't know how to digest right, it's going to freak out a little bit. And it's going to say, all right, everybody, hold the phone. Hold the phone. We got something coming down the bend here that I don't know what to do with. Artificial sweeteners. You know, you hear all the time, artificial sweeteners cause you to gain weight. I was talking to my brother about this, and I go, avoid Diet Cokes, you gain weight. He's like, really? I go, yeah. He's like, but how? It's no calories. Because, again, an artificial sweetener scares the body. The body doesn't know what the hell to do with it. And whenever the body doesn't know what the hell to do with it, it stalls. Just like your computer. When you overload your computer, and you try to Google things that it doesn't know how to find or whatever, it may slow down a little bit. When I have like 20 web pages up, it slows down. And it doesn't care. It'll supersede me. Just like the body. The body will supersede you. You can't speed up your metabolism on purpose. I mean, you could force it by exercise or whatever, but many of you guys have noticed you can't exercise your weight loss away. You can't do that. It'll help maintain weight loss, and it'll help you lose some weight, but you can't eat like crap and exercise and expect it to work. So drinking a sugar-free Red Bull, that can mess up your metabolism. Having a diet soda, eating a cupcake, eating a cookie, sucking on some rock candy, chewing bubble gum. I really have a theory that us bubble gum chewers gain weight. I'm big on bubble gum. I love chewing bubble gum. And the reason why is because when I feel like I need something sweet, I don't want to consume the calories. But what do you think my body's doing when I'm munching on bubble gum? First, you start to salivate a lot. Because like, ooh, there's something sweet like Bubblicious. Remember strawberry Bubblicious? Those pieces of gum were so big, I think I got TMJ from that. So you got some strawberry Bubblicious, and you're like, mm-mm. Try to blow big bubbles. So you're making the saliva, your parotid glands are working overdrive. And then the body's like, all right, where's the eats? I'm detecting some strawberry flavoring and some sugar. Where is it? Oh, I chewed sugarless. So it's sugarless, no calories. Well, we're all ready for food. Well, there's no food coming. I'm just chewing it. I'm not going to swallow the gum. You're not supposed to swallow the gum. I'm going to spit it out. And the body's like, well, where's the food? You guys woke us up. You got us all out of bed. We are all in formation waiting for our orders. Well, there's no orders. So then the body's like, well, wait a second here. So hold the phone. We're not getting food. So guys, we have an idiot here. Oh, I know, she's a big idiot. I know, that's what I've been saying, Bob. I've been telling you, she's an idiot. I know. Well, we got an idiot here. I'm like, what are you guys saying? What are you saying about me? Nothing, ma'am. Just chew your bubble gum. Anyway, we got a real dummy here. So I don't think she knows to feed herself. So just slow everything down because we've got to keep her alive. Why do we want to keep her alive? Oh, if she dies, we die. All right, we'll keep the dumb lady alive. I'm like, are you guys talking about me? No, chew your gum, ma'am. All right, so guys, this is what we're going to do. Since she isn't eating real food and she's putting stupid stuff in her mouth like Bubblicious, slow down the metabolism because we may need her fat stores. She's got a lot of them. Have you seen her butt? Oh, yeah, I've seen, yeah. Did you see her try to get on her pants? She was trying to get on her pants the other day. I know, was that ridiculous? Guys, I can hear you. I can hear you. Never mind, ma'am. Go chew your bubble gum. Anyway, she's got a big butt. We'll use that. Slow the metabolism down. And that's why you gain weight when you chew bubble gum. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that the NHS, the National Health Service in England, has waiting lists rising to a 10-year high where 211,000 patients have been on standby for 6 months of treatment, and we're being told that cancer targets have been missed for 29 months running. 4 million people in May were waiting for treatment, which is the highest since August 2007. And you have frustrated health leaders over there slamming the NHS England statistics. And over 200,000 people have now been waiting more than 6 months. Urgent referrals for cancer treatment has been breached by 29 months, and June was their second busiest month ever recorded in emergency rooms across England. For those of us in America going, who cares, you know, the British got this. No, they don't. And if the British don't got it, then we won't have it. we keep pushing in our country for socialized medicine. I'm even hearing Republicans talk about that. You have to watch what's going on in these other countries. Okay? There are waiting lists. Doctors are leaving. Medical providers are slammed. They feel underpaid. Cancer targets getting missed. You cannot wait 6 months. You cannot be sitting there waiting 6 months when you need an MRI or a CAT scan or a tumor marker checked. They also stressed it was unclear how the NHS, their healthcare system, will ever catch up with the backlog. See, apparently they had the worst winter ever. Obviously, flu season, pneumonia, a variety of things happened in the winter. Thousands of operations were canceled. And remember when we covered that and we talked about that on the show, we were like, wait a second, okay, if they're canceling all these operations, we're assuming when they're putting things off and giving everybody a rain check that they're going to be able to absorb them later in the year. But it looks like expecting the summer months to be the quiet times is wrong. June was their second busiest month ever recorded in an A&E or an emergency room across England. 4 million patients in May waiting to start treatment, whether it's for cancer, heart, etc. And June being their biggest month in an ER with over 2 million people attending those units during the month. 2 million people had to go to an ER. I guess, is England about 65 million people? I forget the exact number. So, what does that mean for you or I? It means the government, or a government, cannot make the decisions, utilitarian or unanimously, maybe, that's the word I'm looking for. They cannot make the decisions for healthcare without talking to doctors, nurses, physical therapists, pharmacists, OT, PT, nutritionists, patients. Governments cannot make these decisions. Those of us working in the medical trenches need to. And the funny thing is a lot of us will agree. Everyone's like, well, you can't ask patients because everybody's going to want their own thing. And you can't ask doctors and you can't ask nurses because depending on where they work. Okay, I get that there's some differences. But if you ask any medical provider that if you cancel thousands of procedures to put off till the summer, my guess is 100% of them will say, but how do you know the summer is going to be light? Swine flu hit us in 2009 in the summer. There's been this big nasty GI bug. People throwing up, having stomach pain in my neck of the woods. So there's some stomach bugs sending people to the hospital now. Ebola was rampant. Zika was rampant in the summer months as well. Yeah, we may not have flu. But, you know, here in the heat, we have heat illness, heat stroke. Summertime doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be quiet. Yes, wintertime is always crazy. Kids are back at school. Yeah, there's more colds. But other things happen. And you know, it's not dead during the summer. I mean, we get busy. So I think most medical providers would agree you can't really put off thousands and thousands of procedures. I think all medical providers will agree that if somebody has cancer and you aren't really up and on top of the delaying and the kicking the can down the road, that you could miss certain timelines that are crucial to somebody with cancer. I think all of us would agree with that. I think a lot of doctors and patients are worried about the opioid crisis. Saying, guys, you're making all these rules, but what about the people in chronic pain? What is government's main focus? What is their main incentive for the government? Oh, to make the people happy and to govern. No, it's not that. It's to get reelected. Government officials, congressmen, representatives, senators, presidents, their jobs, their main goal when they wake up in the morning is how do I remain in office, get reelected? That's a lot of their main goals. So they're going to make decisions that will help the political party or help their career. Now, yes, I think many of them do care about people, and they will, as a side note, help other people. I mean, I think Trump does care about making America great again. You know, his legacy is on the line. Obama, maybe also. Maybe Obama really wanted people to get more health insurance. Maybe he did. But you need to stop and listen to those of us that this is affecting. And this push to socialize medicine. That, don't worry, the government will fund it. We'll just keep taxing the rich, keep taxing the rich. While the rich are leaving. What were they saying that in Detroit, so many of the upper middle class and upper class income people left because, you know, the car industry and a lot of things were going wrong in Detroit, and they left. Well, those were the people putting money into the system. So your pool of rich people will leave. They may move to Europe. I mean, we always hear about George Clooney in Italy. He has homes in Italy. Now, I doubt he'll rescind his citizenship. He's still paying taxes. But, you know, he could at any time say, heck with this. I'm just going to be in Italy. Rich people don't have to stay in America if they don't want to. If they don't want to pay all these, you know, and so the idea of, well, we'll just tax the rich to make this work, that's not a good plan. So please, please, please think twice before asking for socialized medicine. It's not working in other places. Canada's a big country. They have a lot less people than we do. And they're pretty strict about the taxes they impose. And it's high taxes. Norway is really strict when it comes to taxes. I mean, these socialized countries, they're bad at, they're tough cookies. America, not tough when it comes to that. Oh, you can't pay your taxes, that's okay. Oh, you need government housing, that's okay. You need, you know, incentives, and you need, trying to think of the word we're using with the healthcare, what we're doing. Reimbursements and I forget the word, I'm sorry. Our government is really free to give out subsidies. Okay, that's fine, but what happens when we run low on money? Does our government have the guts to say, sorry guys, you gotta go back to work? Sorry guys, if you want Medicaid, you need to go back to work. You need to show you're doing something. Our government tried that. Our government tried to say, look, why don't you do some community service? Do something for 20 hours a week. You can even work from home. And look how that got rejected. We're not tough enough to try to be socialized. 1-877-DR-DALY, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.